Wesley Clark, Kellogg should get Zelensky to apologize, then get minerals deal done. By Ian Hanchett on February 28, 2025. On Friday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's The Record, former NATO Supreme Allied Commander General Wesley Clark, retired, stated that Special Envoy to Ukraine and Russia, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, retired, needs to go to Zelensky. Have Zelensky make a statement, apologize to the American people, apologize to the administration, recount the great support that was given to Ukraine. And then both sides should get the minerals deal done because it's beneficial for the US and Ukraine to have the deal. Clark began by saying that the situation shouldn't have been played out publicly. After the discussion turned to Kellogg, Clark stated, "I think he needs to go to Zelensky, have Zelensky make a statement, apologize to the American people, apologize to the administration, recount the great support that was given to Ukraine, and ask to stay here until we can get this done. There's a lot of business interest in what's going on in Ukraine. And you've already had businessmen looking to invest in the rare earths and titanium there and other things. And it would be a good thing for the United States to have those access to those minerals, obviously, and that's part of President Trump's plan. And it'd be a good thing for Ukraine to have that agreement." He continued, "Now, the agreement, as you know, it wasn't complete. It left a lot of the details out. It was like an agreement to agree, subject to the certain details. So, it wasn't that it was going to surrender to Putin or anything like that. It was just a way of moving forward with the discussions." Clark added that pushing Putin in public also won't work, and Putin only follows agreements as long as it's in his interest. And he hasn't changed the objectives with which he began this operation, which is to take care of all of Ukraine and roll NATO back, including regaining the ability to control the Balkans and Romania, Bulgaria, etc. And so, until Russia changes its objectives, it's hard to see how this could be a sustainable peace unless there are. It's not peacekeepers, it would be peace enforcement with a very strong US military backstop, including fire support, intelligence, logistics, and all of that. So, but, the majority of this work has to be done out of sight of the camera. It can't be done the way this is happening. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.